You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to go to the podium now and hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, following yesterday's loss to the Bengals.
All right, from an injury standpoint, Betonio, ankle injury, Barnage, ankle. Malcolm Johnson was a groin, Travis Benjamin, shoulder, Marlon Moore, ribs, and Hartline had a thigh bruise that he pushed through. We'll know a little bit more about it in the morning. Tough day on all fronts. Frustrating. There are some positives to take out of it, though. We had some guys that had to step up and made some plays. I mean, I commend Austin. They were able to generate some pressure. I thought he hung in there. I know we had to get rid of the ball a couple times and had a couple penalties, but I thought he was poised. He was into it. Darius Jennings, I think, is a good example to all of our guys. That he's a guy who's been on the practice squad all year and has done everything that we asked. And we tell guys prepare like a starter, and as a guy prepared like a starter, he was on the practice squad. We knew there was a chance he'd be up. He's a good football player, and he went out and he showed it. But overall, I mean, we're going to have to regroup from this one quickly. And put it behind us, and we're on to the next one. But in all three phases, it was a tough day. I'll open it up.
Mike, is the reason Pryor was inactive because he missed the walkthrough or was late for something during the week? Was it disciplinary
no,
at all?
Not at all. See, he'd been here for 3 days.
Will you give Austin another stint next week?
Yeah, we'll make that decision tomorrow. We'll get a chance to watch tape, and we'll all circle up on it, see where we are with it.
Mike, did the decision to have Bo inactive, I know you've gone with four receivers throughout the season, but when you're down to two at the end of the game, do you second guess that or question that at all?
Well, yeah, anytime you get below a position minimum, you're gonna question how you have it. But this was a game we felt they were gonna run the ball a lot. We wanted to get six D linemen up. With Marlon playing a lot on offense, we felt we had to have Don Jones up in order to subsidize his rep. So, like I said, you have your position minimums, and you always backfill based on special teams. And that was one of the reasons we wanted to get Jennings up. We knew he could return for us and give us some special teams contribution, just kind of knowing how Marlon had played over 40 plays the week before. So Tabes didn't want to use him, obviously, as a four-phaser. So that's how we rolled.
Can you just address, losing four straight in the division? I think it was three of those games by a score of like 98-22. The magnitude of this loss, 37-3. Just how bad is this?
How bad is it?
What can you say about just the horrible stretch that you guys have just come through? Seven straight.
That's tough. It's frustrating. We talked about it throughout the week. We talked about it in the team meeting last night. You find out who you are. Find out who we are. It's a healthy dose of adversity, and guys respond to it in different ways. You get some guys that that you'd never know that we were, whether it's 9-2 or 2-9, you'd never know the difference. And those are the guys that you take your hat off to. They come in every day, professional. They do their work. They come out. They play hard. You find out. You find out real quick. So from a coaching standpoint. Again, I've said this before. When things aren't going well, and you have losses like this, the questions come up. You just have to make sure, as you question everything, that you realize these are the things. This is our core. This is what we're doing well. These are areas we need to improve. You don't want to, if you got something wrong with your heart, you don't want to operate on the brain. So you want to make sure that you have a good understanding of what's wrong. And how to get it fixed.
What gives you hope, Mike, that you could salvage these last four games?
The character of the men in our room, the character of the coaching staff, more importantly, the character of the players, the leadership of this team. And we're going to have, you know, we have some injuries. We have some young guys out there that we talk about embrace the opportunity. And whether it's an opportunity to go out and compete in a game that we love. When things finally do turn the other way, this is what you remember. You know, it's easy. The good times, it's the bad ones that you remember, because you know that's when we found out who we were going to build it on, and that's the message now for us, is that we're gonna find out a lot about ourselves in these next couple of weeks.
Like, were you satisfied with the effort from your players?
Was I satisfied? Absolutely. I mean, I pull up the film and find me a guy that didn't play hard. And then go in the locker room and ask him if he played hard. I mean, that's one thing. I thought our guys were flying around, but I give them some credit too. It's a good football team.
Like, what Kirksey obviously was upset when Hill jumped into the crowd. How did you feel about him drawing that penalty? I mean,
I didn't know. I never got a full explanation of what it was. I don't know whether he was upset that an opposing player jumped into our stands. I mean, I thought for a second it was going to be, from the word I got up top, that there was a chance it was going to be offsetting, and then they called it against us. So,
Mike, would you say that this game illustrates how far the gap is between the Bengals and the Browns, or is it something else? There were so many injuries that couldn't keep pace, or what's the deal?
Well, I mean, it's clear we're not playing with the roster that we expected to play for coming on opening day. That's clear. And their team, they're playing well. They've been in their system for a long time. They have continuity. They have chemistry. That's what you strive for. That's what you strive for. You can see a lot of their guys. The team's been together for a long time, and it's paying dividends for them.
Mike, you said in advance of the game that Austin Davis was going to play the entire game, regardless, as long as he was healthy.
No, if their performance had gotten to the point where we felt it warranted a change, then we've considered it. But it never got to that point for us.
Mike, was there confusion at the goal line on Dalton's sneak? And do you want players calling timeout in that situation if they are confused?
I do not, but in a critical situation like that, I do not have an issue. We feel we don't have enough on the field or whatever it was, but we were misaligned. We needed to slide inside. We needed to recognize that the quarterback was under center, which is a sneak indicator, and slide inside.
Mike, why bench Cam Irving late?
Just think he was struggling a little bit, and Austin Pastore is a guy that we've wanted to see play. That was one where we had actually discussed that before, that we want to get Austin there at some point. And for Cam, it's not for lack of want to or effort, but he was having a tough day, and we felt we wanted to get Austin in there.
Mike, you've talked about this being a bottom-line business. Do you have an assurance from Jimmy Haslam that you guys, this coaching staff, will finish this season before?
Well, we haven't had those discussions. I mean, Jimmy and I had good conversations. We talk every week. And frankly, there's a lot of football left to be played. So we're evaluated every day, whether it's we're evaluating ourselves or whether it's coming from him. And we're just going to fall back on what we know how to do. We're going to come in every day, prepare relentlessly as we do. We're going to coach our players hard, and we'll see what happens.
Anything else?
Just a quick note, because I wanted to make sure it was out there too, because nobody asked. Is the Tremont touchdown? He should have had top help. Sometimes you just see it. Hear a guy get run by. But he was supposed to be in trail coverage with help over the top. I wanted to make sure I got that out there.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Now, Matt, as a player.
Yes.
Okay, he wasn't asked the question. He wanted it to get out there, basically throwing Tashaun Gibson right under the bus and then backing over him and then going over him again. Why would he do that?
I don't know, because in some cases, because Tremont Williams the best healthy corner that's been on the field the entire season, having been without Joe Hayden as long as we have, there might be a bond that's been created between these two men, and Mike Pettine felt he had to go out of his way to protect one, but in doing so, as you mentioned, backed the truck over to Sean Gibson.
And it just seems, it seems to me like it's a little bit of a strange thing, because it was something that he wanted to get out there. I mean, that was clearly...
Yeah, but I mean, but again, when so many things are going wrong, how, you know, Austin Davis threw the ball laterally because he had immediate pressure by, you know, a guy that came through the A gap, which is Cam Irving's gap, and it's you can do that in so many scenarios. It just doesn't make sense. And ultimately, like, let your player deal with the firing squad and say that, and then today, after hearing from Tremon and Tashawn, that it's exactly what they said it was. And you watched it and evaluated it as a coach. And I also think it's very awkward and weird, because how many times does Mike Pettine defer from questions or say, you know what, I don't know, from my vantage point, I have to go back and watch the tape.
So it's interesting, as I watch that play right now, and as you do, so the Browns showed initially two safeties high on that play.
Yes.
Pre-snap, they rotate down, and Tashawn Gibson is basically playing middle of the field. So how would he even be expected to get over to that ball?
He's not. He can't.
So then how could that have been? What does he mean he was supposed to have safety help over the top?
I don't know. Unless it was a specific coverage that he was doubling. They were doubling A.J. Green, and that Tashawn, you know, didn't immediately go to the double to try to disguise something and run there late.
So he starts off outside the hashes on the side of the field with AJ. Pre-snap moves into the middle of the hashes and then drops back as though he's playing center field reading the quarterback. There's no way that he could possibly even get to that.
No.
So he's saying it's just a completely blown assignment by
Sean
Gibson.
Yes.
And he interesting that he felt the need to, I mean, he said, how does
to extend his press conference by one comment.
How would that play in the locker room?
I don't know, because I guess when other guys have made mistakes and it's so easy to point a finger, you know, without naming a name but naming an instance, how many other guys could he have come to their defense throughout this football season with 10 losses, you know, on your docket? Probably a lot. So it's just, I find it very odd.
I thought it was strange as well. All right, when we come back, we'll get your phone calls, 216-578-0850 on a very, very depressing, hopefully we'll look back and call this rock bottom Monday of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.